G'day, welcome to our Christmas 2016 series, Jesus Now, looking at Christmas through a different lens. Instead of using the normal lens of expectancy, we are looking through the lens of the consequences of Jesus' birth.
The birth of Jesus Christ is the most celebrated around the world. The celebrations transcend cultures, peoples, and languages. The celebrations are also just as diverse. Of course, most people stop with Jesus being a baby and continue no further with him. Jesus Christ is the most unique person in history. Jesus Christ is also the most divisive person to be found at any time and anywhere. Almost everyone has an opinion about him or of him, even if that opinion is based on ignorance, silence, or misinformation. As Christians, we believe that Jesus' birth was the culmination of thousands of years of God telling the world that he was coming.
From the time of the fall, when people showed active rebellion and disobedience towards God in Genesis 3, God was planning the time when he would step into human history as a savior or messiah. Christians believe that Jesus Christ is this Messiah. Throughout the Old Testament, we see that the birth, life, and mission of this Messiah is the aim and focus of attention.
We see it in the stories of people like Abraham and Moses. We see it in the nation of Israel, which was to be God's light to all the nations. We see it in the Israelite sacrificial system and the law. We see it in the covenants. We see it during the time of the judges and the kings. We especially see it through the prophets.
The whole of the Old Testament is joined together because it all speaks about this coming Messiah or Savior. The people of Israel at the time of Jesus were expecting a conquering and mighty king. This king would be their savior, their messiah. He would rescue them, particularly from the Romans. But instead, this messiah or savior has a normal human upbringing, starting as every other human being does. As a baby, this messiah, this baby,
who was both 100% human and 100% divine, grew in wisdom and stature. This baby was born in order that he would die on a cross some 33 years later. He did not die for his own sins, but for the sins of the entire world, all past, present, and future sins. This baby was born to die, so that the entire world may have life and life everlasting, if each individual chooses to accept it. So let us discover together what two people had to say about him. In the book of Isaiah and the book of Zechariah. Let me introduce these two books to you. Firstly, Isaiah. The author is self-identified as Isaiah, and his name means the Lord saves. Isaiah wrote around the same time as Amos, Hosea, and Micah. He started about 740 BC, and it was during this time that Israel was declining as a power, and that the Assyrian Empire was rapidly expanding. In his writings, Isaiah reveals a great deal regarding God's judgment on sin and also salvation from sin initiated by God. Key verses for Isaiah are chapter 9, verses 6 to 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end, on the throne of David and on his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from time on even forever. The zeal of Yahweh of armies will perform this. And also Isaiah chapter 53 verses 5 to 6. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought our peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. Everyone has turned to his own way, and Yahweh has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And now Zechariah. The author again is self-identified, in this case Zechariah. Zechariah was a young man. He was not only a prophet, but was also a member of a priestly family. He was born in Babylon and had returned to Jerusalem under the leadership of Zerubbabel. Zechariah was active around the same time as the prophet Haggai. The period of time, 520 BC to 480 BC, occurred in the post-exilic period after Israel was restored from Babylonian captivity. Key verses for Zechariah are chapter 8, verse 3. Thus says Yahweh, I have returned to Zion and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth and the mountain of Yahweh of armies, the holy mountain. And Zechariah 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king comes to you. He is righteous and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, even on a colt, the foal of a donkey.
That's it for today. Tomorrow is Christmas Day, and we will look at the birth of this Messiah, the birth of Jesus Christ. But for that, you'll have to come back. See you later.